and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another hour of the broadcast. We still have an unanswered, I should say, trivia question out there, and that is about the last C3 Corvette. When did the C3 Corvette cease production, model year-wise? The telephone number 800-259-9231. We're going to finish up here with our special guest from the second hour of the program, Bill Maloney, who is the man behind Ohana Road Television and also noted automotive journalist extraordinaire. And also joining us on the line at the same time is our next guest, who is a regular contributor here to the show, Mark Evans. He's our go-to guy when it comes to all mechanical things. First off, Bill, thank you very much for hanging with us.
Most fine, Bob. Always at service.
And we have Mark with us, too. Mark, how you doing?
Good, Bob. Happy New Year to you and Bill and all our listeners.
Excellent.
Where is Mark?
Mark is in Idaho. You might remember Mark was part of the McGuire's crew with me and Alan Masters, Taylor Smith, Barney Jones.
That all Alan's. That three people or Alan's name?
That's Alan's name, yeah.
All four names. What's his name this week?
Oh, it's actually Dick, but that's a whole other story.
Hey, Mark, you like that, huh?
That's kind of like an inside joke there.
Oh, I know. Listen, I researched him 5 years ago, believe me. I caught him under a 34 GMC truck doing a radio show.
Very good. So Bill's been giving us his thoughts about the Los Angeles International Auto Show, so I thought it'd be fun to have Mark on the line here as well. So you like that concept vehicle from BMW, and you also liked some of the other. Did you check out that Nissan? I didn't get a chance to see it, but everybody was talking about this, the one called the Peanut. It was a little tiny car. Did you see that one?
I think I did see that. Just another one that was a hit there was the Audi A8 convertible.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't get a chance to see that.
Is it called an A8 Mark or is it AQ or something?
I think it's an R8, isn't it?
R8, yeah. The 500 horsepower dude.
And there's an electric version of that, which kind of takes pieces of the TT and the R8 together. And then they call that the R8 electronic or something. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind one of those R8 convertibles.
Oh, that's nice. Have you driven the Tesla?
I have not driven the Tesla. Have you, my friend?
There's one here in Hawaii. You know, I have a group that meets once a month at the Waikiki Yacht Club, which is right outside my window here, called the First Tuesday Car Lunch Bunch. It started innocently a few years ago, a couple of us having a beer and a hamburger, and now we got 50 people, and we have a thing called Cars at the Curb. So we go out and dig something up and bring it to the owners in. So last one was Tesla, and then Gary Witzenberg, who you know, was a journalist, was here. He brought out a Prius hybrid, and they talked about the two cars, and I showed new video of the Chevy Volt.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Coming up this Tuesday, we've got the new Lamborghini Gallardo.
Oh, very
and
nice.
And a hopped-up Ferrari of some kind from way back. It's a vintage car. And then we're showing video of Barry McGuire at the Ferrari factory.
Absolutely, yeah. Barry did the whole tour, Ferrari and Lamborghini and everything.
Yeah.
I've never been to Italy, and that's on my list, too. See, I'm wishing. I've never been to Hawaii now. I've never been to Italy either, so I got to visit all those factories. Have you been over there, Bill?
No, I haven't. I think that my list, I think number one is Goodwood.
Yep.
And then Le Mans, and then Ferrari.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Let's put Mark on the spot here. Where would you like to go, automotive-wise or otherwise?
Oh, I think that Ferrari plant, you guys, would be awesome, wouldn't it?
What a revelation to see that video. With the plants and bushes inside the factory. And I'm sure there are people from, thinking of a Ferrari at first blush, that, they're still, a bunch of old guys with panel beaters. They got wooden box of the hammering these
yeah, exactly.
Beautiful shapes. Then you see it's just as
State of the art.
Put together, yeah, as any modern factory.
Absolutely. Recently, we had Bob Bondurant on both the Auto World as well as my Motor Trend radio show, and he was telling the story here on air about being interviewed by Enzo Ferrari years ago in the mid '60s to drive for Ferrari after all his success with Ford. And I found out a couple of little interesting bits about Enzo from Bob. Number one, he spoke fluent English, but would not speak it in front of Americans. So he understood and spoke, but he would not. And the other interesting sidebar that Bob told us here on the program was the fact that he was known for being such a proud guy, but he was also, you know, he was going to do things at his own rate. You know, asked him, you know, when can I expect to hear back from you? And he said, you know, when I'm ready, Enzo Ferrari said. And then Bob said, what, is 1 week, 2 weeks? And he said, when I'm ready, in Italian.
and he wasn't the only one, because someone else in an article recently, it wasn't Paul O'Shea, it wasn't Augie Paft, it was some vintage racer who was really good at one time. And it same thing. I went over there, got an interview, hung around. Finally, he said, no. He signed a contract. Too bad. Goodbye.
Exactly. Yeah, Bondurant raced for him for just one race, too, and then he decided he wanted an Italian driver. So.
Yeah.
But I have not seen the newest Ferrari. They didn't have it in L.A. I guess they're going to have
it in
Detroit.
No, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
The 458 Italia, which is supposed to look very Enzo-like. Can't wait to see that one. That will be cool.
Yeah, I wish I could afford those cars, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Boy.
They've been finding some keys to drive one.
Yeah, exactly. How about the Volt? Did you get to drive that in L.A.? Because I know a number of journalists did.
And I didn't hang around for that. Mark, you just did?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I know they had an event that had to do with the Volt down at the far end of the auditorium. I just never got down there.
Yeah. So your favorite production vehicle there, if price were no object, would be that R8. I could see you riding around that R8 convertible.
I think so. That was that had all the had the exposed motor in the back. The V10 or whatever it is. Lots of ponies, and that kind of stole the show. I like that.
No, that's a beautiful car. And, of course, the other supercars that were shown at that show, the SLS, the Gullwing Mercedes is back.
Yeah, that's getting mixed reviews, I hear,
I know. But
that's not like the old one. What are you guys trying to pull off,
I know. It's interesting because, I've heard journalists on both sides of the fence, but, boy, I got a quick look at that one. I think it's a very, very well done vehicle. I can't understand the Lexus, the LFA. I mean, I can understand the technology on it, but
yeah, that was kind of crazy, wasn't it?
The pricing. I mean, close to $400,000, and now they're only going to lease them. And the Nissan GTR is actually a faster car, so
it doesn't
make a whole lot of sense. So, Bill, once again, remind us where we can check out Ohana Road if folks are visiting or live in Hawaii and are listening to us right now or on the other venues there. Remind us.
Okay. Saturday night, KITV. This is the ABC channel here right after Network News, Channel 6, and 6 o'clock, 6 to 6. And then Sunday at 11 p.m. on KITV, just before Seinfeld. So we're in pretty good company.
Absolutely. And, of course, the Auto Channel and YouTube as well. And you still run the weekly Car Crazy Barry segment?
Every now and then. They got a little tighter on their and using their stuff.
No, really.
We're still buddies. We had dinner here a couple of months ago.
Wow.
But we've gone out and taken a lot of our own stuff, too. When I go to Pebble Beach, where I saw you last year, we got about 5 segments from there.
Excellent. Bill, always one of my favorites. We'll get you back on real soon. The original motorsports reporter for this show, Bill Maloney. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to have more with Mark straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you could call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Well, one of our favorites is standing by. He's got his tools ready to go, Mark Evans. If you've got a problem with your vehicle, it's not running right, it's not running at all, your mechanic says you need to spend lots of dough, you want the opinion of one of the finest on-air diagnosticians in the entire North American realm, we have them here at 800-259-9231. Also a trivia question, easy trivia question. The Corvette C3, the third generation Corvette, ran from 1968 to what year? All you have to do is think, when did the C4 come on board, model year-wise, and it will tell you the answer. This was the first year the Corvette also had crossfire fuel injection. But quickly, a word from one of our fine sponsors. Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique as well as classic cars and trucks. They have facilities located just outside New York City. Classic Restoration has customers from all around the U.S. as well as around the world. Classic Restoration has the capability of restoring your car to your exact specifications, whether it's to a Concours or custom level. In addition, Classic Restoration offers the updating of suspension and drivetrains to late model fuel-injected power plants and cutting-edge suspension tuning. The goal here is to make your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. You can check out Classic Restoration on the web at classicresto.com or call them today, 845-258-2550, 845-258-2550. And you can speak to the owner, Melvin Benziquin, who does the Classic Resto Talk segment monthly here on the broadcast. But once again, we invite your calls for Mark Evans at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Got a question for you here, Mark. Right off the bat, it comes from Amy. Amy is in New England, doesn't say where, but she's got an all-wheel drive vehicle. And she needs to have one. She runs all-season tires, and she's been told she needs to replace one of her tires. Does she need to replace two, or does she need to replace just the one, or does she need to replace all four?
Well, great question. And, you know, this time of year, Bob, in the winter, we've got some really horrible roads out there. You know, the snow, the rain, all that. And, you know, I always look at tires and the aspect of the answer Amy's question is, If they're saying just one, there might be just a problem with one. Sometimes these all-season radials, the steel belts that are in the tire that actually build and put the tire together, you can't see if they come apart. And so you can look at them, and I've seen actually all-season radials that have great tread on them, but yet if they're on the front of your car, the car tends to drift to the right if it's on the right side, or it tends to drift to the left if it's on the left side. So if the belts come apart, that's what the tire starts to do. It starts to drift, makes the car drive one way or the other, and also it causes the car to shimmy or shake. And that might be the reason that they're recommending for her to replace just one tire. But the best rule of thumb is always look at the tread. See if you can see the thickness of the tread. You can take our old rule of thumb here, Bob. We always take the old penny out of our pocket and turn the old Lincoln's head, you know, upside down, and if the tread is right there at Lincoln's head, on the penny, it's time to replace the tires. Time to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's the best way to do it. They do sell a very fancy little gauge. I've got one, of course. It's got the numbers on it and all. It's a little needle that we push down inside the inside of the tread on the tire, and then it reads us the number that's left, and there are 3/32, 4/32. That's basically the depth of the tread that's left. So if you get down to like 3/32 of tread, which is that Lincoln's penny on that Lincoln's head there on that penny, that's time to replace that tire. So, but shimmy or shaking, or if your car's drifting one way or the other, definitely they can take that wheel tire off, and it sounds like Amy's had them do that and put it on a balancing machine, spin balance machine, and that'll tell them if that steel belt on the inside that your eyeballs can't see is coming apart, causing a problem. So I would definitely, I would do two tires if I was Amy. I would not just do one. I would do two and put those two brand new tires either on the front or either on the back. So definitely get two tires, not just one.
Mark, I've been told that run flat tires require special mounting. Do you have to go to a special shop to replace those types of tires?
You do, actually. Bob, it's a great question that you have, that run-flat tire and the wheel alone is a completely different type of a wheel than what we're used to looking at on SUVs or trucks or even cars. It's I call it a low-profile style type wheel. And, you know, you get into a lot of tire is kind of like shopping for a good mechanic, too. You know, you've got to shop for a good tire store. And each state has their own companies, and, you know, these tire machines are quite expensive, and that's the reason why, because those machines are digital, and they're electronic, and they're designed and built exclusively for just run-flat type wheels and tires. So you don't go down to your corner a gas station and, hey, guys, can you put a run-flat, put a new tire on my run-flat Corvette here, you know? No, mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. You know, we've got Les Schwab out here in the West Coast that has exclusive stores just for those run flat tires.
Wow, so you got to have special gear for that.
Do you
Do you see that technology? I mean, it used to be just on, like you say, vehicles like the Corvette and the BMW Z3. I know had it Z4. Do you see that technology expanding? Because I know a number of minivans now have them. Do you think we'll see a day when all new vehicles are rolling on run flats, Mark?
I do, Bob. I think it's actually the word maintenance to cars is getting better and better, meaning that we are getting to the point that just in the tire realm itself is we're not going to be having to worry about a blowout, because that's the word safety. And if we have a tire that blows out, it could cause a family van or like the SUV, again, the Suburbans out there, Expeditions, et cetera, to roll. So, run flat is a great idea, and that's another reason I believe for the word safety they bring into the picture. Now, most all of the cars anymore have the tire pressure sensors on each wheel and tire, too, so the driver can see, what kind of pressure's in each tire. And there's a warning light that comes on, and I believe a lot of these models anymore have the beeper, beep, 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 you got a low tire. So, because, that's the main thing. We've always talked here on the show about gas mileage, saving gas mileage, and doing, what can we do to get better gas mileage? And I've always pointed out, make sure that you have the right proper air in your tires. And same, not only gas mileage, but if a tire, like Amy was talking about, her tire being one or two tires being replaced, the more tread you do have on your tires, the better gas mileage you will get, and then more safety you'll have also. Not only accelerating for traction through snow and rain and cornering and all that, but when it gets right down to it, the more rubber you have there on the tires, trying to stop a car in snow or ice is going to stop you a little quicker too.
That's a really good point. We're going to open up that garage, the Auto World Garage. Mark's got his tools ready to go. 800-259-9231.
On the road again, I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again, I'm on the road.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Auto World on GCN. My name is Bob Long, along with one of our regular contributors, Mark Evans. He's our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical problems and certified ASE mechanic, has his own shop in beautiful Idaho, and also is a veteran automotive repair talk show host, and people are always asking him to come back on the radio, but we're lucky to have him with us right here, right now. So if you've got a question, you've got a problem with your vehicle, it's not running right, I can hear all the folks in Iowa right now, somebody's complaining about a car problem and they're not calling in, take advantage right now and pick up the phone and give us a call at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. We have a trivia winner here for the C3 Corvette. The last year of the C3 Corvette was the 1982 Corvette. So congratulations to Thomas, who doesn't tell me where he's from. So Thomas will have to write me back on that. We'll throw out a new trivia question really quick here. We'll make it an easy trivia question. What was the name of that small car imported by Malcolm Brickland from Yugoslavia? What was the name of that small car, the much maligned small car from Yugoslavia? I'm practically giving it away here. 800-259-9231. Mark, another question I have for you. How Recently, this is a personal question here. Recently on my Corvette, my old Corvette now, 98, I've had it a while, so it doesn't have that many miles on it. It's got 50-some-odd thousand miles. But the years are catching up with it a little bit. It has a little leak in the gas tank. And the dealer is telling me that not a good idea to, because evidently, you know, as you know, I tend to run that car year-round, but the Corvette underneath has a lot of aluminum and, you know, not a whole lot of steel on that car. But according to the dealer, I haven't seen it myself, they say if they take the old gas tank out, there's a pan that holds it in place. And they're afraid if they take the pan out that other brackets, because of rust, are going to break. And there won't be a way to put a new gas tank in the car without fabricating something. And doesn't sound too good to me. Have you ever run into anything like that, Mark?
Well, you know, I'm kind of lucky out here, Bob, in Idaho. We don't have the rust word.
Yeah, you're right.
We just don't get it. So, but even out here, I bring that up because when I do fuel pumps that are inside the fuel tanks and I have to drop the fuel tanks out of customers' cars, the straps that hold the fuel tanks up in there, and like you say, those pans, there's pans that, it's kind of described that to everyone. A pan is a molded, formed glove, I'm going to call it, that's a protectant coat that is underneath your gas tank on your Corvette, so a rock and the debris from the road does not come up and puncture the gas tank, and kaboom, you're done. So that's what that protected cover is, or glove, that they're talking about, that word pan. And, yeah, every time we go to undo these bolts, Bob, that'll hold the straps that hold the gas tank up, and or the pans, those bolts, the studs that are part of your Corvette itself, they do, and I'm sure you've got a little bit more rust there in your area in Boston than I do out here in the West, in Idaho. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure. You know what I would do to confirm if those will come off, if they're rusted or not rusted, and if they will break or not break on the technician who removes all that, because they're designed to come off. They were designed to be put on and designed to come off. What I would recommend is, ask the dealer, whoever you've got the car there with, to take a digital picture of what's underneath your Corvette. When they have it up on the lift, it's real easy to take a digital picture of what they're going to have to undo in order to get your gas tank out of there. The reasoning probably why the gas tank's leaking is more than likely, I don't know if have they pointed something out to you on dirt or rust on the tank itself?
No, it's actually a plastic gas tank. There are two of them in the C5, the fifth generation Corvette. So, number one, it surprises me that it's leaking at all, considering it's plastic. But, again, you know, the old thing that they throw in your face is, well, look at it, it's a 98. What do you expect? You know, it's like...
Right. Well, what you got is the dirt. You know, you think, well, how can dirt? It rubs it raw, rubs the plastic raw, too. And I've seen that also on some of the Chevrolet Corsicas. They've got plastic tanks. And the dirt gets up, literally up on top of the tank. And it's like, how in the heck did all this dirt get up in there? And so when we pull fuel pumps out, which is you got to drop the tank, the fuel pump comes up out of the top of the tank, there's literally the belly ring, we call it. It's got I've seen them up to a quarter inch of dirt up
there.
Wow. Yeah, and it's like, you know, and it's completely sealed. It's, you know, I mean, the body's on top of that gas tank. So in your case, and more than likely, you've got dirt that has rubbed that plastic raw, which causes it to seep fuel out. Eventually, it'll just slow. This is a very slow leak.
Yeah, it's a very, very slow leak. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not
that, and digital pictures is the best thing. I do that a lot. My customers drop their cars off. I have a digital camera continuously just sitting on my desk at all times, and I take them to work and all that. And then when I get to the point of where I get their car up on the lift, I take pictures. I email those photos over to them and say, "Here, this is the operation I need to do on my patient called your car." And they, wow, you know, they can see what I have to do. They can see that, hey, like your car, they can take a picture before they start. They can, once they get to where the fuel tank is leaking, they can take a digital picture of of that for you, and you can be, you know, in your office and get an email from them and a picture and say, oh, wow, no wonder, awesome.
Yep.
So, I know a picture's worth a thousand words.
It certainly is. Let's quickly talk to Sam in Iowa, listening on KXEL. Sam, thanks for calling in. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, let's see if you can solve the easy trivia riddle. This was an economy car at the time, the cheapest car you could buy in the U.S. It was imported by Malcolm Bricklin, and it was built in Yugoslavia.
The Yugo?
Yes, the Yugo is it. Did you ever know anyone who owned a Yugo?
I have not. I'm sorry.
Well, count your blessings, yeah. Mark, have you ever worked on a Yugo?
I have. In fact, I've got a customer that still has one of those. Yeah, he's 72 years old, and he, for fun, he actually had a body shop make a fiberglass, like your a wind-up button that you have on the old car, the old toys, you know, that you'd crank,
yeah,
wind the car up. He had a body shop make one of those big, huge
keys,
handles. And had it mounted on the back of his Yugo.
Very good. Sam, do you have a favorite new car that you'd like to share with us or favorite classic car?
The favorite classic car would have to be the 69 Charger Daytona.
Very good. Yeah, good choice. And anything?
I do have one question that I want to ask Mark.
Yeah, go right ahead.
When I go and have my tires replaced, they always fill them up to a certain pressure, and it does not match the pressure that's called on the door frame of my vehicle. I'm just wondering what tire pressure I should fill my tires to.
Sam, great question. You know, we always go back, that sticker on your driver's door, it shows gross vehicle weight and all that, and it, like you stated, it does show the air pressure of your tires. But in reality world, I call it, you know, I don't know what size of tires. Sometimes we get, you know, bigger tires, bigger wheels, lower profile type wheels, wider
hold
tires.
That thought, Mark. And Sam, you hold with us, too. We'll get more details from you. And we invite more calls like Sam. Mechanical problems for Mark Evans, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer.
Uh-huh.
Give me one good reason to switch to Haggerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Oh, our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac down?
We're back. We are live across North America. Thanks so much for joining us. If you would like to ask Mark Evans, our certified ASC mechanic, a question, 800-259-9231. On the line with us, listening in Iowa on KXEL is Sam. And Sam posed a question about the proper tire inflation for his tires, because when he gets the car back from a facility, it doesn't match what it says on the door jam. And Mark, you were answering the question. Do you need any more information from Sam, because he's still with us?
Yeah, Sam, great question. You know, tires are a biggest part. Michelin, you know, says that their motto is you've got a lot riding on your tires, and boy, isn't that the truth. And you know, one thing that I've always wanted to point out, Bob, to everyone, listeners, and all my customers and clientele, tires are a big part. I go to that sticker on that driver's door always to see what size of tire the car is designed for. Original equipment OE, you know, dealer manufacturer states that this thing, this car, this truck should have this size. And that's what that tire pressure is all about right there on that sticker, too, is for that size, speed rating, mile warranty, and load rating of the tires that the manufacturer designed that chassis for. So if we go and buy different styles of tires, taller, wider, fatter, lower profile, then the best thing to do, you can't really go back, Sam, to the sticker on the door at that point. I always, and even also if you go down to the tire store and you buy the same size tire that sticker states, but it's not the same brand as that car or that vehicle came with from the manufacturer, you need to go right to the sidewall of the tire itself, and on the sidewall of that tire, it'll actually tell you the pounds per square inch, PSI, that it should have in that tire. And also on that tire, there's a lot of information on that sidewall of the tire. It'll tell you not only the size, which is our numbers, but the speed rating is another, and that's a big thing. Speed rating is one that is designated by a letter, and also air pressure is a big thing. Load rating is also designated by a letter, and if we buy a too soft of a on the sidewall, it'll also tell you the ply of the tire. It'll tell you the ply of the sidewall of the tire, and also tell you the ply of the tread. And most car tires are two ply. When I buy tires for my SUV, I always tend to get an 8-ply tread and a 4-ply sidewall. And it's a little bit stiffer ride, but yet the tire tread lasts a lot longer. And I always, for tire pressure, I always go to the side wall of the tire, look for what it states. And another little trick, too, on tires,
once you've filled the tire according to the number, the PSI that's on the side of the tire, and you drive it for 4,000 to 5,000 miles, look at the tread of the tire. And if there's too much air in the tire, it will literally wear the outsides of the tread down on both sides of the tire. If there's not enough air in it, it'll wear the center of the tire out. So that's another rule of thumb that I've always done with my tires is, hey, I filled them up. It says 35 or 45 or 55. I fill it exactly what it states, but then I always go back, look at it about every 5,000 miles and say, hey, does that tire really like what manufacturer of that brand of tire wants me to put in it? And I have never, ever found a tire that says 35 PSIs on the sidewall. I put 35 in there. It likes it.
Hmm.
So that's the best way to do it.
Sam, are you running the same brand of tires, same size that the vehicle came with? Do you know?
Unfortunately, I don't know the brand. I know the size is identical. And it was a 5 pounds different. It was 35 as recommended on the door jam. And when I got it back from the service center, it was 40 pounds.
Ooh, I would stick with the 35 myself. I mean, I don't, Mark, you're the expert here, but it sounds like 35 is a better neighborhood than 40, because you don't, on the side of the tire, like Mark was saying, there's a lot of information, including maximum tire pressure, and you never want to be riding around at maximum tire pressure. You know, because when your tires are cold, that's when they're at their lowest, and as you drive, they build up pressure. So you never want to max them out. So I think 35 makes more sense to me.
You know, another thing too, Sam, you might want to go ahead and purchase a digital air pressure gauge, tire gauge.
Okay.
And a digital, those tire gauges are digital, and they are right on. And you have that. Because truthfully, I've got those tire gauges in my shop, and there's nobody calibrating those gauges. So, again, when you go buy a new one, you know what you've got, and then at that point, you just throw it in the glove box, and you can always check them whenever time is handy, you know, for you to make sure that your gauge, your digital gauge, says it's 35, it's going to be 35 for you.
Excellent. Well, good luck, and don't be a stranger. Call us anytime. Make sure give Matt all of your information. We'll put you in the running for something cool from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Thank you, Sam. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Another question here, this one that floats in via the email. It comes from Sheila, who wants to know, you're getting a lot of emails here from women, Mark. See, they're all after you, even via the email. Sheila wants to know about windshield wipers. Is there a regular interval in which she should change her windshield wipers? Because she notices right now they're smearing. They're about 3 years old.
Yeah, that 3 years is a long, long time. I definitely would recommend every year. Just throw them away, get new ones. And don't skip when it comes to windshield washer fluid, and don't skip on money when it comes to the wiper blades either. That's annoying in the bog when you get wipers that are going across the windshield. You know, it gets back to the, not only the noise, but I hate when you cannot see when it's raining out and you're trying to do highway speeds. That's very unsafe. So every year, every 12 months, just throw them away. I know a lot of parts store places, too. A lot of folks ask me, can I just run in at any time, Mark, and have you put some of those on? And I do that for no charge, and I know that a lot of the parts store places through the United States also do that for no charge also. So
excellent.
Every year is a good way to doing it.
Frank joins us in New Mexico. Frank, thanks for calling in. How you doing? Happy New Year, my friend.
Oh, Happy New Year. Great show as always, Bob. Mark, I was wondering, how pricey is it to go the nitrogen route in the tires nowadays? I don't know. Not too many places do it.
Yeah, that's a great question, Frank. In fact, Bob and I have talked about that. I had a gentleman that called me concerning his company that he's trying to get his nitrogen tanks in these tire stores. And from what I understand, it's not that spendy to do it. Have you heard anything, Bob, on cost?
No, I mean, it's a little bit more expensive up front, but it certainly lasts a long time, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, that it gets back to the you don't have to keep checking your air pressure also. And, you know, these luxury cars anymore, nitrogen, you don't have any, your air in your tires, the old air in the tires is not going to accumulate any condensation and moisture. And a lot of luxury cars, I know the Lexuses, you get leaky tires all the time, and the tire shops, they break them down and say, hey, we got a huge problem here. Your inside bead of your wheels are all surface rusted out from air, from condensation humidity in the air. So when you put, but you know, nitrogen in them, you're going to get away from that problem too. So I heard rumors of $39, $49, and $59 cost wise to do nitrogen.
Okay,
but I don't know, Frank. Again, you know how many you'd have to probably do a little searching of where the stations are in your area where you can get nitrogen.
Yeah, that's what I've done. There's none in this area yet, but I think it might be a coming thing in some specialty chains. Hey, Bob, have you heard anything about our friend Joe Mazza? Is he under the weather?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Matt, my producer at GCN, is keeping me giving me updates. Unfortunately, Joe had a heart attack back in early October, and since then he's had a couple of surgeries, but he's in the hospital right now, but he's okay, and with God's help, he's going to be back on the air. And every week he's calling in to Matt and the folks at the network here saying, you know, what show he would like to run. But that's very nice of you to ask, and I need to talk to Joe myself, so I'll let him know that folks are calling into my show asking about him.
Yeah, let him know we're pulling for him, because he's had repeats the last 5 or 6 weeks, and I figured something was wrong.
Yeah, no, your intuition was right on, so yeah, prayers go out to Joe Mazza, a great broadcaster and a great friend. And thank you, Frank, my friend. I appreciate you calling in. And speaking of friends, I can't do much better than this guy. Mark Evans, we'll do this real soon. I'm going to get you back on the road again real soon.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for having me again. Happy New Year to you and your wife and listeners.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you and Amy and the rest of your gang. This will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lyne.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.